The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord. It's been said that human beings are wired for worship. Or we could put it another way, that human beings are wired for prayer. Worship is obviously a form of prayer. So it's something built into every human being that we have to worship someone or some things. For us Christians, of course, we worship God, the one true God. But if we don't have any particular belief, we're still going to put out that prayer and that worship, maybe with other human beings, a pagan god, things that we own, other people. So as Christians, though, we know that the only way we can truly, properly worship and pray is by honoring the one true God. And our readings today are all about prayer, about the importance of prayer. In that first reading, we have Moses praying on behalf of the people. Really, he's in a form of worship with his hands out. He is invoking God's power so that they can defend themselves and defeat the Amalekites, and they do. So this intercession of the people comes true. God helps them. They are able to defend themselves. And in the gospel today, Jesus talks about the perseverance that we need to have in prayer, that we need to keep praying. Now, why do we do that? Are we going to change God's mind? Does God not know what we already truly need? No, no. God knows what we need. He knows far better than we do what our true needs are. Now, we think we know when we pray, well, God, this is really, if you only did this, everything would work out fine. And we do pray that way. That's okay. That's not wrong. But we also have to realize that God knows far better what is a good answer for our prayers. In fact, St. Augustine puts it this way: we don't pray to tell God what he needs to do. He already knows what he's going to do. He doesn't need our advice, although we certainly give it to him. But St. Augustine goes on to say, we need to pray in order to exercise our desire for God. So we go to the gym so we have healthy bodies, so that we can do what we're supposed to do and do it well. The same with prayer. It exercises our desire for God and our openness to the will of God. That's what prayer is all about. It's about listening to God, doing the will of God. So we need to keep on praying so that our ability to understand God grows. And prayer is nothing more than how we relate to God. It's our relationship to God, and it happens in many ways. I may talk to God, God may talk to me, we may have a conversation, I may simply sit in his presence quietly, I may wave to him, that's prayer, you know, I'm saying, hi, God, that's prayer. So prayer comes in many, many, many different forms. What's important is that we are constantly looking for ways to communicate with God. And there's no dearth of opportunities. God is always present to us so that we can always be prayerful human beings. Another example, we see the beautiful foliage out there, and we say, God, that's beautiful. That's prayer. That's prayer. We're communicating with God. And again, as I said, the wonderful thing about prayer is that God always initiates it. He's always initiating, saying, I love you. Come to me. Listen to me. And so that when we attend to the voice of God, then that's where our part of prayer begins. But prayer is wired in us. We need to pray. And certainly as Christians, we know that, in order to come to know the Lord and to do the will of God, so that when God does answer our prayers, we're going to say, oh, thank you, God. That's not what I expected or what I wanted, but thank you for that, because you really know what I truly needed and you gave it to me. And then we have in that second reading from Timothy, Paul gives us a very good idea about prayer again, but specifically about the importance of the scriptures, how important they are in our lives so that we can understand what God wants us to do. And what Paul is referring to is not the New Testament, because that hadn't been written yet, but he's referring to the Old Testament. And he's saying, you want wisdom? You want to see the will of God? You want to know how to obey God? Read the scriptures. Read them again and again and again. They are full of wisdom. They tell us who we are. They tell us what our story is. They tell us what our faults are. They tell us how merciful God is. So we need to know the scriptures. And that can be a wonderful way of praying, to simply open the Bible anywhere, read a passage or even a sentence, and just ponder it. Meditate on it. What's God trying to tell me? But Paul says it's absolutely essential that we as followers of God know the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. So next week I'll be giving you a quiz, okay? So if you haven't read the Bible from cover to cover, do it. And believe me, you want exciting literature, you want stories of evil and incest and adult, you know, it's all there. 40 Shades of Grey is nothing compared to the Bible, believe me. So it's a wonderful story, but that's our story. That's our story, so we need to know it. And then Paul goes on to say, what's the purpose of this kind of prayerful understanding of the Bible, of Scripture? It's so that we can take it out into the world and teach other people. Not keep it to ourselves, but to tell the story that we read in Scripture, to tell it to other people, because it's their story too. And there are many people who don't know their story. And so if we want to be faithful disciples, not just pew sitters, but disciples, we have to know the story, we have to know the Scriptures, we have to be prayerful, and we have to go out into the world to tell the story again and again and again to people. And as Paul says, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Tell the story, our story. The story that God created the world, it was wonderful, perfect. Adam and Eve sinned, sin entered the world, death entered the world. God didn't just stand by and watch it happen, but he sent his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, rose from the dead to destroy the power of sin and death. That's the story in a nutshell. And then the last part is, what are we going to do as a result of knowing the goodness of God? How do we respond to God's invitation to come to him and be his disciples? So this is something that comes not with a degree from a school, has nothing to do with being educated, at least in the secular sense, but it's about being educated as Christians, knowing our story, which is in the Bible. That is our story. You want to know how everything ends? Read the book of Revelation. It's right there. But that's our story. And so that's the story, again, that Paul says we need to get out into the world. That's why we are the church. That's why we were created to be members of the church, to go out as missionary disciples of the Lord and tell other people the good news. The good news. Yes, the bad news. We're sinners. But the good news is we don't have to sin. And God wants to forgive us. He is merciful. That's all part of the good news that comes from our understanding of the scriptures, comes from our own personal understanding of our relationship with God, which again is what prayer is all about. So maybe that should be your homework this week. If you haven't read the whole Bible, you can open it up anywhere. You don't have to start at Genesis, but I think you'll find as you start reading the scriptures, they become more and more interesting, and you'll go over the stuff that's not so interesting. That's fine, but you'll get the story, and it is your story. It is my story. It is front and center in terms of our relationship with God, so that we can be disciples, always proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So that's what we're called to do. So again, you know, think about last time you picked up your Bible and opened it, and pick it up, open it, see what's there, because there will be many, many jewels of wisdom that God will give to us, which we're going to find. God will also give us an opportunity then to share it with someone else. But that's how good God is. His wisdom is always in our midst, and it's simply us, as to us, as St. Augustine says, to exercise our desire for God's word and his being in our lives, so that we can be truly good missionary disciples, always proclaiming the good news, whether it is convenient or inconvenient.